Okay, this is where I believe it all begins. At least that's where it began for me. We have to get clear on our most highest priorities and values. So we're going to go through a series of questions. And again, write these questions down and take some time. Between each question, pause the audio and sit down and really think this out. Now listen, if you're in your car, or you're listening to this in the morning when you're getting ready, or you're just passively listening to this, that's great. Go ahead and do that. I encourage that. But go ahead and make a commitment that you're going to sit down and go through this again with a pen and paper or with your computer. But more than that, I want you to take out your calendar. And I want you to find a date right now and a time. And I want you to make a commitment in writing of a time when you're going to sit down and you're going to make this happen. It should take you about 30 minutes, maybe 45, an hour at best. And it's not something you have to do all at one time. You can come back to it. But make those commitments in your calendar, because here's the thing. You're never going to find the time to do what you want to do. You're going to have to make the time to do what you want to do. We all get 24 hours in a day, and some people accomplish extraordinary things in those 24 hours, and some people squander that time. Please don't be that second person. Make that commitment. Pull out your calendar right now. Stop the audio. Find that place in your calendar where you're going to sit down, and you're going to make this happen, and you're going to take this seriously. Don't procrastinate on this. At least, if you're not going to sit down and write this stuff out right now, make that commitment right now, and don't let it pass you by. You know, we get caught up in that trap of procrastination. Well, this is the way to stop it. Find a place that's realistic in your schedule in the next week that you're going to be able to sit down and do this, because if you don't, you'll be looking at another day, another week, another month, another year where you didn't sit down and take action. I don't want that to happen to you. That's why I'm here. I'm here to help you with that. So go ahead and do that now. But if you're sitting down, let's get started with the questions. And the first one, defining your values is such a tricky thing because, you know, we know what we value internally, and sometimes we stick to that, and sometimes we violate that, and we have a conscience, and we know we violate those things. But if we can sit down and write it out and get clear on it ahead of time, then the decisions that come to us in the future are so much easier to make because we have a set of values that we're following, we've identified, and we know are important to us. So here's the first question. What are the things that you feel are most important to you when choosing your friends? And bear with me, this will all make sense as I get to the end of this, but go ahead and write that down. List some of the values that you look for when choosing your friends. Is it honesty, integrity, sincerity, respect, patience? What is it? And I'm not trying to give you those values. Go ahead and write down your own thing. And take the time, stop this audio, and just ask yourself that question. Again, what are the things you feel are most important to you when choosing your friends? Number two, what qualities would you want in a spouse if you're not already married? Or even if you are married, what qualities are you looking for in that spouse? And I gotta believe that if you're already married, you saw some of those qualities, and maybe you actively looked for those, maybe you didn't, maybe they were just subconscious, but what are those qualities? What are some of those qualities you appreciate in your spouse if you already have one? Write that down too. Next question. What are some of the qualities you absolutely expect from the people you work with or the people you work for? Maybe make two lists there. Next question, what qualities do you want to be known for by your friends, your family, and your business associates? Again, is it honesty, respect, integrity, sincerity? What is it? Write down your own values. What do you value in that transaction? Moving along, what values do you want the people who teach you or your children to have? What values are you looking for in those people? Next question, of the qualities and values you listed above, which ones would you be willing to personally go to war to defend if they were being threatened? You know, sadly, we live in a world today where there's war going on all around us. The advent of terrorists and 9/11 and all those things, that's a part of our reality. You know, and there's no more draft. We don't ever have to worry about being drafted into the Army or to the armed services to serve our country. But here's the thing. If it came down to the values you believed in and they were being threatened, and if you did not actively go to war and sign up for the military services and they were going to be taken away from you, what would you absolutely go to war to defend? And, you know, you may be one of the people who going to war is the farthest thing from your mind and it scares you to death, but the question still remains, what are some of the values that you would fight to protect, even to the point of death? Next question. Describe the quality of life you have or you would have if you could have anything you wanted. What would you value? What would you want most out of that life? Because here's the thing. I believe that you'll never be truly successful, fulfilled, or master at any level something that you don't ultimately want for yourself. That's why we're trying to get clear on these values. If you set off on an endeavor and you're trying to accomplish something that conflicts with these values and you don't understand what they are, then you'll never understand why you're not making progress. But if you come back to uncovering and identifying these values, you'll be able to see that, oh, well, the reason I can't just make money for the sake of money, for example, is because I have something that says integrity is more important than making money, or honesty is more important than making money. So you've got to get clear on those values. And I want to share with you a real life example of somebody that I met that just amazed me with her commitment to her values. She was a community college guidance counselor, and I met her and we talked about doing some speaking engagements. But through the process, she shared with me that in her life, you know, she had a fork in the road at one point in her life where she could pursue a career that would be very lucrative and rewarding, but didn't necessarily line up with the things that mattered most to her. And then she had the ability to do what she's doing today. And she says, Dwayne, I got to tell you, the most valuable decision I've ever made was to pursue what I valued most and what was truest to me and go where I felt like I could make the biggest impact. And she's still there as a guidance counselor. And she believes that she's touching life and touching lives and making a difference. And she gets up every morning with passion. And there's been many times I've tried to call this lady on the phone and she's so busy. It takes her days to get back with me, but she's so involved in what she's doing. And she pours her life into these students and the faculty because that's her thing. It's her passion. It's what she values and what gives her life value and the people around her value. So being able to identify what matters most and stick to it is probably one of the greatest virtues that you can ever come to terms with and embrace. Now, I hope you took this seriously. And if you didn't, please go back to the beginning of this section and do this again. Don't take this lightly. This is life-defining. And understand that it is a process and it's one of those sacrifices you're going to have to make. But if you do it right the first time, it's going to last a lifetime. So I encourage you to do that. Now, all that being said, if you did take this seriously and you did write out these values, what I want you to do now is make a list of those core values. You may have 5, you may have 10, you may have 20. But I want you to take it down to maybe 5 to 10 core values that are the most important. In other words, prioritize them. List them 1 to 5, 1 to 10, whatever the case may be. But get clear on the ones that are most important to you. Again, the ones you'd be willing to go to war for and even sacrifice your life for so that your family and your friends and the rest of this world could have. Write those down right now because you're going to keep those handy so that when decisions come up, tough decisions that you have to face and you have to weed through things that are important and things that are just interesting and you're having to make those tough decisions, this is going to be your guidepost, the things that help you make those decisions much easier because you've thought about it in advance.